I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has sent letters to 11 Texas cities, warning them their plastic bag bans cannot be enforced because of a ruling by the Texas Supreme Court. But as Ryan Poppy reports, at least one of those cities may try to keep a limited ban in place.
Paxton's letters target cities with some type of plastic bag ban in place, from Austin to Eagle Pass. The Attorney General said the letters were meant to ensure city governments were aware of the recent Texas Supreme Court ruling that struck down Laredo's ban on plastic shopping bags used by local businesses. But officials in Corpus Christi aren't sure if their bag ban falls within the court's ruling. Ken Womack, the city's communications director, says their ban was meant to protect outdoor areas, including the beaches.
Our plastic shopping bag ban is very different than most cities in Texas. We only ban on city facilities at a city-sponsored event or an event held on city property. So we are not dictating to citizens or retailers.
Paxton writes, any ordinance involving a bag ban is now unenforceable. Womack says the city's legal department is currently examining the court's decision. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
A unique photography exhibit is on display this summer at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. Spencer Beckwith reports.
This summer, the New Mexico Museum of Art welcomes visitors into the colorful world of Patrick Nagatani, the Albuquerque-based photographer who passed away last year after a long teaching career at UNM, was known for constructing and staging dreamlike tableaus for his camera. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is the museum's curator of photography, Catherine Ware. Kate, welcome.
Thanks, Spencer. What a delight.
You are calling the Nagatani show invented realities. That's a phrase that could be applied to the work of just about any artist, but it's particularly apt for Patrick Nagatani.
That's right. It's such a loaded term. But Patrick was somebody who really did invent worlds for us to visit and enjoy. And he was really interested in breaking that fallacy of photographic veracity, that sense of that it tells the truth. And so that's part of what the title and part of what the work is very much about, is letting people in on the joke and showing them how things are constructed.
Early in his career, Patrick Nagatani worked as a special effects guy in Hollywood. Blade Runner, Close Encounters of the Third Kind he worked on. You can see that influence in his work.
Yes, and he loved making models. He made models for his still photographs. I think that was a really key thing for him. And Patrick worked with a painter friend, Andre Tracy, and this large format Polaroid camera. I think it was 20 by 24 inch. And they would make a very shallow set that they would then photograph. So we have two of the murals by Andre Tracy in the exhibition in Santa Fe that go with the photographs. So you really see them making the backdrop, putting cutouts in front of them, creating a grid for overhead from which they could hang props. And then they often popped into the picture themselves.
One of the things that you notice about Nagatani's photographs, it's the color, saturated, beautiful color. Is there a significance to his use of color other than the fact that it's just terrific to look at?
Well, it's larger than life, that's for sure. And I think that was part of it. That really fits in with what we were talking about, creating a fictional world. And because he was working with Polaroid and then later with something called Cibachrome, both of which are known for their just intense, glossy, saturated color, he really made the most of that. And often it does signal that things are not right with this world. So you'll see a deep red, kind of an acid green frequently.
There is very definitely a sly sense of humor in Nagatani's work. I think he wanted us to be amused or at least delighted by what he produced.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. He was funny. But that really does belie the very serious subjects that he treated in his work, nuclear issues, environmental issues. But what I think that's about is, aside from reflecting his personality, is how do we reach people with a message? And for me, humor is one of the best ways to break through people's defenses and to get inside. And once you're inside, you can wreak all kinds of havoc.
Kate Ware has curated a survey of the photographs of Patrick Nagatani, a longtime UNM professor of art who passed away last year. The show runs through the summer at the New Mexico Museum of Art on the Santa Fe Plaza. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.